Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I think it's music.
Kelly?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, okay, I'm sorry.
That's
I didn't
okay.
know if
that's...
you wanted me to start off or if you were starting off with something.
I'm not sure. Well, Jethro said that we're supposed to... Okay, yep. We're supposed to start out with Steve Mohasi with the boys. So we're supposed to be playing this here. There we go.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
Now I got it.
Here we go.
I heard your dog bark, and it's like I thought it was like, well, that's really a unique musical piece. It was like having two dogs bark, you know, on so like jingle bells, you know,
right. Well, this is gonna be fun.
Yes, it will.
So you're going to do kind of like an interview to me for a little bit, and then just kind of wing it after that?
Yeah, we're going to do
okay. Sounds great to me. I'm going to close my window because my dog is smoking. Got eight. You're on your chat room too?
Yep.
Okay, are you
going to
open that up?
Like I said, it plays havoc with you, but you don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's like, quick, let's fix it. They started messing with, like, you got 5 minutes. I'm going, okay, 5 minutes to fix your internet. Okay, let's see. What do I have to do? We can do it.
Yeah, well, as soon as you're able to open that up, I'll get on there and put a few things on there, you know.
Okay.
For people that go on.
Yeah.
I know we're going to have quite a few people from what I've gathered.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Just like Facebook and blog.
Yeah, I've been excited about this ever since you invited me.
Okay. Yep.
Chat room. No chat room yet.
Yeah, the rest is perfect.
Are you sure you've had it up already?
Yeah, I launched it, but I don't know.
How far am I going to
that room?
I probably need to refresh my page, that's probably it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but let me get... Yep. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's still not on here for some reason.
Okay. I've got another name that I log in with. So here we go, and we got 3 seconds. They'll be music then.
Okay.
All righty, and that was Steve Mohasi with Da Boys. That's one of our new songs. Jethro's got some different groups and whatever that he's promoting. I guess he informed me the other day there's about 17 different bands out there that would like to have their music on. So we're going to have a variety to pick and choose from. He's getting that kind of put together because, of course, we have to have, you know, releases and things like that because we can't just, you know, randomly stick it on our show and play it without their permission. So he's working on that because they definitely want the exposure. So, so far we've got Steve Mahoney with the boys, and that was our song there. And tonight we have Barry, also known as Bear White Wolf Hogan, on with us. And what we're going to do tonight is a lot of interviewing here because I don't know how many of you guys know who he is, but he's got quite a story with him. And we're just going to kind of ask him to tell his life story, if he would, kind of when he became psychic, you know, the who's, what's, when, where's, whys, and hows, and all that good stuff, and how he started out and how he got to going when he experienced shifts and transitions in life. So, Bear, I'm going to let you, you know, tell us your life story. So go for it.
Okay, sounds great. And first of all, I just want to say thank you for having me on the show. And, you know, this is definitely a pleasure, and I've been excited and jumping around like a flea, you know, ever since he said, you know, ever since he invited me on the show. So, you know, a couple of days ago. So, but, this is definitely exciting. I don't, you know, I love telling my story I'll go ahead and start, I guess, with, I was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and, it's a beautiful city and, absolutely gorgeous city. And, I mean, there are tons of people that are flocking there from other places, and right now, it's growing tremendously. And
Chattanooga Choo Choo, remember the song?
Say again.
I said, remember the song with Chattanooga Choo Choo? You know, go to da.
Oh yeah. That's what most people know it from. You know, that's exactly what most people know Chattanooga from. You know, is that song. And but it is getting pretty packed. You know, with people moving from all over to Chattanooga, as it's becoming more earth friendly and environmentally friendly and things like that. And and it's a wonderful place to live. So what I've done is I'll kind of skip forward a little bit and then I'll go back. I actually live right now about 50 miles northwest of Chattanooga in the Cumberland Mountains. I live in the middle of nowhere. it's in the boonies. and we're up in the mountains, and we're about 2,700 feet elevation. And I love it. Ever since I met my wife, who has had this house for about 10 years, her granddad built it for her. In turn for taking care of them when they got ill and things like that. Her granddad had this house built for her, and the house. I'm actually in a little cabin beside the house where I'm turning it into a studio. So it's my little man cabin or man cave, if you will.
John Gray. Yep, that's your cave. Okay, you're retweeting. Got it.
exactly. Or it could be my doghouse if I get in trouble with my wife. So, you know, it's used for multiple things, you know. But at any rate, I love living up here. We live about 10 minutes or so away from a place called Fall Creek Falls State Park. And that is an absolutely gorgeous place as well. Not a lot of people know about that park. But if you look it up on the internet, it's called Fall Creek Falls State Park. And it's absolutely wonderful. It's a great place where we like to take our St. Bernards. We have 8 dogs, by the way, and I know that sounds crazy, but I'm homebound from the injury that I had. And I'm able to take care of the dogs, and they're a great pack, and they're very, all of them are very obedient, and they work very well together. So a lot of times we'll take we have 2 St. Bernards, a Great Pyrenees, a German Shepherd, a Siberian Husky, and then 3 poodles. So
Oh, wow.
So we go from small to, the smallest to about 2 pounds, the smallest poodle, up to 200, and, you know, maybe a little close to 200 pounds is my male Saint Bernard, whose name is Barkley.
Wow.
And so we like taking, yeah, we love dogs, obviously, and we like taking the dogs down to the falls. And there's a couple of different places where the water is kind of still, and there's some places where they can go and swim, and they, you know, their paws don't touch the rocks, and they can swim and swim around and try to chase up through the crawdads and and things like that.
Wow.
So it's a beautiful area where we live here, and you know, I'm very blessed to be here. Now, leading up to that, you know, let me back up a little bit, I guess. You know, I was, like I said, I was raised in Chattanooga. I went to a private school, a private Christian school called Boy Buchanan. And you know, it was pretty small. I graduated with 52 people. And so I was sheltered from a lot of things. And but you know, I'm still had a good time, and I was raised very well, and you know, my parents are still alive. They're 75 and 73, and they're in better shape now than they were in their 40s. They walk like,
wow.
I think they walk maybe 12 to 15 miles a week,
wow.
on the track behind where my wife teaches, and
wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, what good a shape they're in. It's absolutely amazing. And, you know, so hopefully they have a good ways to go as far as the last part of their life here on earth or in body, I should say. And,
okay.
But they're wonderful people. And so, you know, was raised well. And, I'm a musician, and I started picking up piano and a little bit of kind of everything that you would put in front of me, I guess, since I was 5 or 6. And once I got out of high school, I started playing gigs around Chattanooga and started traveling a little bit, and started getting into the party scene, of course, and kind of going down a path that was, I guess the best way to put it was haphazard.
Wow.
You know, I was very much out of control. And, you know, I did that for off and on for 6 or 7 years. And, I decided one day after a show in Chattanooga, you know, that was it. I was done, and I realized how much I was hurting my body and really not treating my body well and putting a lot of toxins in it and just not taking care of myself, you know? And after that, went through a couple different jobs, and I worked in the restaurant business, and so went through a couple different jobs and ended up in Cookeville, Tennessee, which is about an hour north of us right now, where we live here here in the mountains. It's about an hour north, and it's actually where my wife went to school at Tennessee Tech and got all of her fabulous degrees and things. So I moved to that little city there and opened up a Chick-fil-A and worked at that place for a year. And one day, it just hit me. Hey, I'm single. I don't have kids. I'm not married. You know, I don't have any prospects. I don't, you know, there's not really any reason for me to not do this. So why not join up into the military?
There you go.
I'm sorry.
I said, yep, there you go.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a pretty drastic decision and made pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And, my first choice was Navy, but they had me, they told me that it would be 10 months before I could get in. It was called delayed entry.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. And I was like, well, listen, I've already put in a notice in my apartment. I've already got all my stuff packed up. I'm ready to go. I need somebody to, you know, tell me that I can leave next week.
Now. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I said, I've got to go now. And as soon as the Army recruiter heard that and he saw me walking out of the Navy office, he grabbed me. And he lured me in. Yeah. I mean, he, you know, a hook, line, and sinker, pretty much, you know. And he said, Barry, you know, we can get you into MEPS, which is where you go and do your physical in Nashville. You can either do it in Nashville or Knoxville. And I went to Nashville, and I passed everything with flying colors. And did my ASVAB test and did pretty good on it. So I had some pretty decent jobs to choose from. And, next thing you know, about a week later, I'm out. I've stayed with my mom and dad until it was time to go to boot camp. And, that was it. I was in the Army and signed the dotted line, and I was the property of the U.S. government. In the U.S. military. So,
I understand the felt because my husband was Army Airborne Rangers, and I've got my two older sons. One is Army. He's about to go on his third deployment now. He's going to be one of those career guys. He's heading over to Afghanistan again. And the other
right.
one went to college first and got that ROTC thing. So he is also in the military, but he has a master's in civil engineering. So he's in the Army Corps of Engineers down in White Sands, but he's also going to deploy in December. So it's like they're both going to be overseas.
Oh, wow. Right. Well, I wasn't.
I understand this well. What you're talking.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of funny you say that because I was Airborne Ranger as well. I went through Airborne, the 3 weeks of Airborne school, and then the 12 weeks of Ranger school. And the 12 weeks of Ranger school, I got to tell everybody that was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Yep, I've heard that.
Yeah, and I mean, people were dropping out like left and right, like flies, you know, on a fly swatter, and I mean, it was insane.
I got a cousin who's a Navy SEAL who said it wilted some of the SEALs going through that too. So I understand.
Oh yeah. Well, they're the elite. Comparing Navy SEALs to Army Rangers is not exactly. You know, I mean, the Navy SEALs are top dogs. You know, they go through some hell on earth kind of training, and the Ranger school was tough, but I couldn't imagine trying to go through and become a SEAL. I think tried would have been the key word on that if I would have gotten in the Navy, but I don't think I would have made it through. I was barely able to make it through Ranger training, and actually had to do one phase over again, and I had to do one phase twice. The last phase down in Tallahassee in the swamps, I had to do that phase over again because I nearly drowned and drowned my buddy, and that was awfully nice of me to let him. Fill his lungs up with water and mine as well. So, that was a pretty detrimental fail right there. That's how I got into that. I was at a part of the 75th Ranger Regiment and on the 3rd Battalion. Basically I was attached to a support battalion out of Fort Lee, Virginia, the 246th. And I thought that I was going to end up just, cooking and playing ping pong and basketball and whatever, you know, when I got over there. And lo and behold, I get called up by my Ranger regiment every single time I went. So, to kind of make a long story short on the Army thing, to get to the main part, we were doing some patrols, and we started getting direct fire, and we didn't know where it was coming from. So I took a couple of steps back And me being the jackass that I am sometimes, I didn't realize it, but there was a 17-foot ditch behind me.
That's a long way down.
Yeah, I fell. I mean, I don't really have a good war story, you know. You know, like chicks dig scars, you know. I mean, it's not like that. you know, it's not.
Not necessarily.
Right, yeah, exactly. Exactly, you know, but you know, I actually fell in that ditch, and the last thing I remember is my first sergeant saying, "Hogan!" And, screaming, and that's all I remember for a couple of days. I fell in that ditch, and my Kevlar or my helmet, I had just loosened my chin strap, and it slipped to the left and exposed the right side of my head, and it went ricochet off the ground. And also cracked an L5 in my back, and so it's caused a lot of. It caused me to be epileptic, and that's why I don't drive. And I got medically chaptered out, and of course on good terms. It's called a Chapter 5. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that's kind of sort of something that was similar to what happened to my husband. He ended up, although he had brain cancer, and it's like they chapter 5
him
out.
Oh, no.
He was a disabled,
wow.
disabled 150% disabled vet is what he was. But,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
So, yeah.
Well, you know,
very familiar
you know
what you're talking about.
Did you say he gets 50%?
No, he was at 150%, but it killed him.
So he gets 100% right now, right?
Well, actually, I do, because I'm officially his.
Oh,
widow.
You do? Oh, he's passed
yeah.
away. Okay.
He
okay, I'm
away.
Sorry. I didn't realize that. I apologize, Kelly. I didn't know that. But what I was going to tell you was, I know he's in a better place, but, for sure.
Every day, believe it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I got to tell you this, I came home and they had me so drugged up for 6 months at Fort Lee in the medical barracks that I didn't know what I was signing when I left. And
wow.
I did not check my DD-214, and it was
uh-oh.
Backwards, and it said that I had epilepsy prior to enlistment, which makes absolutely no sense
no.
whatsoever, right? I mean,
that
doesn't make any sense. How would I have gotten into the military in the first place?
Oh, I didn't spot that. Oh, shoot.
Right.
Wow.
So, you know, I didn't catch it, and so because of that, I get absolutely nothing.
Oh no! I would get somebody to go fight that because that's not accurate.
Well,
you've got probably 20 people
at
the temp. His son was not epileptic when he was growing up. Thank you. Have a great life.
Exactly.
Wow.
You know, I've got the proof. You know, I've got the proof, wow. and you know, and all my childhood records that my mother was able to keep up with somewhat. You know, some of them anyway. And it does not show anything about having a seizure or having, you know, anxiety or panic attacks or anything like that, and which was on there as well. And, you know, there's nothing like that on, you know, on any of my records before I went in. So, you know, it seems like it would be an open shut case, but it's not. And so for anybody out there that's in the service, that might be getting close to getting out or, you know, whatnot, or is thinking about joining, make sure you read everything that you're signing.
Exactly.
You know, and just a food for thought there. You know, make sure you read every single thing that you're signing up on. Because it majorly screwed me over. So, but at any rate, I was going to mention also when I fell and hit that, you know, hit my head. I actually flatlined a couple of times, so I had some, you know, some near-death experiences. And since then, basically, what has been going on to kind of move forward into the spiritual and the psychic part, you know, and the intuition part, you know, it flipped a switch for me, Kelly. And, you know, it scared the living you-know-what out of me.
The jeepers.
you know, in the very beginning, because I didn't know what the heck was going on, and
oh,
I was going, you know, okay, why is all this energy hitting me, all this thing, you know, why am I constantly getting the hair standing up on my arms? You know, why am I seeing auras around people? Did I party too much or something when I, you know, before I went into the military or what?
Right.
You know?
So you as a kid, it's like nothing in your childhood prepared you at all for any kind of spiritual revelations like this at all. Is that right?
No.
Wow.
Not at all. So this has all been a big surprise.
All that, but a good one.
Oh, well, yeah, Kelly, I've got to tell you, it's been wonderful. There has been some negative parts to it, you know, and trying to do shows on BTR. I'm running into a problem with that, but I've got my own website now, and, I will definitely, before the show is over, definitely let people know where they can go and find me when we're not doing the shows and
cool.
or when I'm not on the shows or whatnot, you know, when it's you and Jethro and or whoever it might be. What did you say, Kelly? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Jethro is putting up a website now also. It's www.psychicsgonewild.com. And what he's working on is featuring the people, you know, featuring the psychics and featuring the people that we have on the show. So it's like I'd be willing to bet he's probably got a space for you on one of those pages that they're creating somewhere. So.
He actually showed me this afternoon where he put my bio that I sent him up on the site.
Awesome.
It's great. Yeah, it's fantastic, and I love what he's doing with it. So it's amazing. I'm kind of doing the same thing for myself. But at any rate, this is all, you know, Kelly, I've got to tell you, this is all brand new to me. I first started doing readings, when I was, when I felt comfortable doing them after I got some readings from some other people on Blog Talk, and they said, go for it. Their advice and what they read into it was, hey, you've got the energy, just go ahead and jump right in. And I said, are you sure? You know, and I'm going, are you positive? You know, and they said, absolutely. And, so that's what I did. And July 1st, actually, was when I did my first show. And then from there on, I've been doing shows kind of off and on. Now, this month has been kind of off. I took about 2.5 weeks where I didn't even go on Blog Talk. And, I was kind of hiding out, I guess. I don't know how else to put it, really. But, I was kind of taking a break and, trying to let some things blow over and some negativity, and it was really affecting me. And I was that's my fault that I was letting it affect me. And I'm learning how to really block that and ground myself. You know, Kelly, that's hard to do sometimes.
Yeah.
It really is.
That's why I say, somebody tells you just to jump right in something, you know, without a little bit of forward preparation. It's like you kind of sort of don't want to jump in the deep end of the pool unless you can at least dog paddle, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit of preparation is nice.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I jumped right in there, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I was self-doubting. I was all about self-doubt, and it had, you know, I was thinking I was giving people the wrong messages and sending people down the wrong paths and that was my attitude though. I mean, that was just my insecurities. And so it is what it is. I mean, you know, I slowly but surely got a little bit more confidence and a little bit more confidence. And
a little practice, a little experience, all in the same part and parcel,
Right, exactly. You know, and I mean, you know, the more confident I got, the better. The more shows that I would do.
Come.
And at one point, I was doing two-hour shows a day.
Oh, wow!
And
what?
And you talk about draining energy. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy. But it was fun. Because Kelly, here's the thing, you know, I'm homebound pretty much.
Yeah.
My wife is a teacher, you know, of course, as I said before, and you know, because of the head injury and the epilepsy and all of that, and not being able to really drive, and not feeling comfortable in driving a lot of times, yep. You know, I'm kind of stuck at home. So it was giving me something positive to do.
Yeah. I remember my husband, he had the same thing. It's like he got to the point where he was not supposed to drive. It's like I kind of came, you know, became his chauffeur and stuff. And it's like, but he was determined. He bicycled. He bicycled. He walked. He did a lot of things. You know?
Oh, wow. Wow.
He still had wheels, man. He had a bike. He had wheels, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, up here, that would be a little harder. Harder to do, you know, up and down the mountains would be pretty tough. You know, I'd have to be a Lance Armstrong to be able to do to do that around here. But it would definitely get me in shape. Yeah, I would definitely be in shape pretty quick. I'll just put it that way. So, but at any rate, you know, that's great that your husband was able to do that. You know, and get some exercise. You know, with the dogs that we have, I've got my German Shepherd is actually an epileptic dog, and she was trained. Yeah, and she was trained, basically she will lay on top of me when something is about to happen, and you know, she's about 95% accurate. And, and I would have Ren here. I'm, you know, like I said, I'm out here in the man cabin, in the man cave. And, you know, usually she's out here with me, but, my wife is here. And so it was feeding time. And so, I went ahead and came out here without her, but I'm, you know, but only, you know, cause I'm feeling pretty good tonight and I was excited about the show and that was getting me jacked up and, you know, and full of energy and all that good stuff. So, at any rate, the experiences that I've been having, you know, with this extra perception and this intuition, you know, this intuition has been wonderful.
Cool. I was gonna say we got a couple callers. We got a couple people in the queue. Do a little bit of reading here. It's like, I kind of run this by you a little bit earlier. It's like, if you'd like, I will look people's birth cards up to start and just kind of tell them what the birth card is, and then let you take over and do the rest. Would that work?
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, I don't use, Kelly, I don't use cards or anything. You know, I'm Native American. I'm Cherokee Indian, so, you know, I use my Native American, intuition, kind of.
Right.
That's about the best way I can explain it. To do, you know, the readings come from spirit.
That's right. How did you come by your name? How did you get your Native American name? I was going to ask you about that.
The bear white wolf came when I was a little boy, because I was big. I was always taller and bigger than everybody that was my age. And so mom and dad, went ahead and said, hey, you're given Cherokee Native American, you know, your Cherokee name will be Bear White Wolf. And turned it into the registry in Oklahoma. And you know, it's in there. And that's how it came about. You know, I'm 6 foot, about 6 foot three, 6 foot four, about 240 pounds. So I'm a big old guy. And, I'm just a big old Indian.
Big old bear. I saw that carving. When you stand beside the statue there, it's like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. I think we lost one of our callers here. It's like, called blogging. We call it blogging off here. It's like,
right.
I know they have issues with the circuit boards. They tell us this all the time, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like going, okay,
So it's like, well, if people drop, you know, just tell them to call back in. It's like, you know, tell them to log back in. So we do. And I said,
right.
I know it's Blog Talk because I've been hosting the chat room and it's kicked me out. So I'm like, and
really?
I know it didn't kick me. Oh, yeah. It's when it drops, it really drops you. You know, so I'd have to log back
oh,
into
wow.
my own chat room and go, okay, well, that was fun. Now we're having more blog entertainment tonight. It's like, it's all good. So I don't take anything personally at this point with the computers. I just go, I
right.
we overload their little circuits, and it's okay.
Right,
if they would
right.
clean their couch out, if they would clean
right,
their computer couch
right.
out, it would work better. You know?
Oh,
all
right. Wow. That's right on. Well, yeah, I mean, I would love to take a call or two. Did you say that you wanted to go ahead and maybe do the first reading, or I mean, what do you how do you,
you
want
know
to
what,
do
what,
this?
What I was thinking of is if they're willing to give me their birth date. It's like I'll tell them what their birth card is, and I'll give them just that part of it, and then I'll have you give them the piece of what you get, so they kind of get a two.
Okay, yeah, that works fine. That sounds great.
All righty, sounds good. Well, our first caller here is from area code 518. 518, you're on with us tonight on Psychic Fun Love.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you? It's Lou.
Oh, hello. How are you doing?
Hi, Barry.
All righty.
Hey, Lou.
Let's see. I remember, you're November. You're November.
Yeah.
Yep.
20, I have to think of it too, 21st.
November
wow,
21st. Okay.
I don't see how you can remember
Queen of
that.
I should remember that because it's the Juice Newton song. It's like playing with the Queen of Hearts. All righty, let's see. And he is the Loving Mother card. He's a double Neptune card, the Queen of Hearts, as it's shared by dualism. All these people possess mm-hmm. a certain charm and magnetism that attracts others. They're the mothers of love, no matter what your gender is. You share that love with all you meet. You either get married and devote yourself to family or get involved in some professional career. I know that's going to be coming. They have more
oh, wow.
than the average ability to be successful in many professions and regardless of gender, have especially good luck in professions where men predominate. It's represented by that King of Spades in Mars, which is a really powerful card that brings them many of them great success throughout their life. Both genders take their role as mother or father very seriously. When you become a parent, there's very little that can come between them and their children. So this Queen of Hearts is very much like a King of Hearts who is usually more devoted to his or her children than to their spouse, actually. These people are very sweet, attractive, social, and loving. They can be very successful artists or performers and all have an appreciation for art and beauty. Many are aware and make use of their abundance of psychic or musical ability as long as their idealism is guided by truth. They can live the life of love and nurturing that is their birthright. It's called the Loving Mother card, and their calling life has to do with sharing your love with others, and the more the better. The flip side, because both of these, you know, it's just like a coin, you know, like you got the good side and the bad side. If you get, as long as you share the good side, you're good. If you go to that lower level, you can be a little bit overindulgent. You know, you can get kind of be the couch potato. Kind of get into that good life, you know, it's a part of enjoyment, you know, of pursuits, many different pursuits and experiences. People can become codependents or escapists or alcoholics, you know, so it's like we know you don't want to do that. So you're going to stay on that high side. Once you set your sights in line with your high ideals and you're ready, you know, to renounce that complacency bit, it's like there's really no limit how high you can climb in your work and career. And the people of this card in relationship are usually attracted to those of power and financial strength. They're what's called the darlings of the deck. Let's see, you're charming, devoted to their families and ideals of love, certain gaiety and innocence about them that one would hesitate to ever criticize them really for anything. Sometimes your ideals might be, you know, too high. You might attract a partner that's going to bring them kind of back to earth, okay? Hopefully the fall is not too high or too hard. Males are very charming, very graceful. They're more sensitive than most men, and they a lot of times become the housebound, you know, the Mr. Mom, the housebound husbands who kind of mind the children while the wives work as the breadwinners, interestingly enough. Both genders attracted to mates that are powerful and financially successful, and many of you, you know, marry into such a situation. And in some cases, that Queen of Hearts charm can turn to any station, though, and a certain disregard for the feelings of others. So it's like, if, you know, if you can play the field with success, but it's going to, when you do that, you're going to attract a partner who is unfaithful or indecisive. So it's like, again, keep that on the high level. So that's what I got for you tonight, and we'll see what Bear has.
Thank you.
You betcha.
All right. Oh, that was fantastic. And you know what? Some of that actually resonated with me as well, Kelly. Which is great. Now, Lou, go ahead, Kelly. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. And I'm trying not to talk over you.
Oh, okay. We sometimes
did you say something?
I said that's one of the things that we kind of do is we compliment. It's like a lot of times, you know, what one person gets is like we kind of dovetail into that, and it's like that's exactly what goes on. It's like you'll resonate, you know, with that, and it's like, and I'll be quiet and let you talk. I'm sorry.
Right. No, that's okay. No, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't being rude and talking over you, I've been trying not to do. But at any rate, Lou, you know, what I get from your energy, you're very similar to me. We have a lot of traits that are similar. Lou, you are a young man, but you are an old soul. You have an old soul. You are more mature for your age than most people that are your age. You have a lot of intuition. You have a lot of abilities that will develop over time, I think. And this is definitely coming from spirit, because I got the energy and spirit. I've got the hair standing up on my arms right now. So that usually means that it's definitely coming from spirit. So at any rate, what I'm feeling is that you, if you keep up with this, and you keep doing what you're doing, you are going to be probably one of the better readers or psychics or whatever you want to dabble into, or all of the above, probably in the nation. I really feel that way. I feel like that you have the intelligence and you have the ability to do whatever you want to do. And I really feel like that you are headed for a great amount of success, especially in this realm. They're telling me, they're just, I'm just getting success. Nothing but good stuff. Now, of course, Lou, you know as well as I do, and Kelly, you probably would agree with this as well, that we all have free will.
Definitely.
Right. So, Lou, with your free will, and making decisions within certain aspects, making sure that you make the right decisions and stay on the right path.
Play with a friend.
Well, staying on the right path is a huge deal.
What is that?
You know, Lou?
What do you mean role play? What does role play mean?
It's like a play type thing.
What do you mean, a play type thing?
Now, what did you say, Lou? I didn't hear you.
I think you got something going in the background.
What is that?
Again, it's a play type thing.
How do you respond to that?
I didn't get it yet.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Read it.
I know. I am now.
And what are you going to say back?
Who is that?
What are you going to say back?
I'm going to say to stop.
Who is that?
Kelly, is that you?
It's a friend from
No,
Canada.
I believe we've got somebody in the
back. What's going on? Is there somebody else on the line?
Yes.
Yeah. Lou, I'm going to keep you in the queue, and I'm just going
to
meet you after that.
Another kid?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. That's fantastic. I'm glad that somebody could come in and vent a little bit.
Yep. I kept him in check.
That's always nice.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Okay, and we do have another caller here. We have somebody from area code 253. 253, you are on with us.
Hi, this is Holly from Seattle.
Hi, Holly.
Holly! Hi, Holly.
How are you guys?
We're doing good. As far as I'm concerned, I'm really enjoying doing this show with Kelly, and I'm very blessed to have Jethro open this door for me and allow me to be able to be on the show with Kelly.
Yeah, that's cool. Can she pick a card for me?
Well, what I do is I have birth cards, and what they're based on is if you can give me the month, day, and year of your birth, I can tell you with the stuff I've got this evening, I'm not doing the planetary rulers this evening. I'm just doing your birth card. A lot of other times and spaces and places I can give you two of them, but tonight I'm just doing one. But give me your month and day, and I can tell you a little bit about yourself.
Oh, okay. Just month and day or a year or two?
Years are nice if I have time for yearly stuff, but it's like usually just start out with the other one. Yeah.
Okay, 10/25.
10, October and 25th. Okay, you are a 10 of hearts. Now, let's see what it's got to say about 10 of hearts, people. 10s are a lot, you know, you're especially with hearts, you know, hearts of the young people on the deck. 10s. Your card is called the Success with Groups. Like the Ace of Hearts people, these people have a lot of ambition in your life. You could stray off the path of truth as a result to just, you know, be aware of that. But if you've already experienced the truth and you have that knowledge as your birthright to guide them each step of the way, you're creative. You're usually very artistic. You're a leader, not a follower. You love children and groups of people. You might tend to regard you know, your children as your audience. You know, you're either found maybe in fields where you can perform in front of others or surrounded by many family and social concerns. I will say many times I've seen librarians, you know, librarian of the year type of person, or Ten of Hearts people or teachers. In either case, you're surrounded by the Ten Hearts signified by your birth card. The Ten of Hearts having two aces in your love path and being part ace themselves, because the 1 plus 0 equals a 10, have a strong need to explore themselves to determine what's most important to you personally in life, because many of you are so, you know, kind of self-engrossed in that process. You know, you're really self-analytical. Other people might see you as selfish or self-centered, but it's like you're just kind of so, you know, trying to figure yourself out, okay? Make the acquisition of money and things your primary goals are the ones that manifest as selfishness to the exclusion of others' needs. For the most part, the Ten of Hearts value your relationships higher than most other things on your list and are very considerate and kind. Honesty is really an important issue with that card,
yep.
Whether it's just to be more honest with yourselves or develop a philosophy that kind of like overrides all the ups and downs that, you know, tempt them to be less forthright than, you know, communications with others. But until you make that commitment to personal truth, your life can kind of be a little bit complex, okay? In that case, a lot of energy is expended to maintain illusions you create. So it's like, it's just, you know, Ben Franklin said it best, you know, what a tangled web we weave when first we patch us to deceive. So it's like, don't be there. It's, like,
oh, yeah.
It's easier to say, speak the truth,
that.
The whole truth, but the truth, and it's like, you know, there you go. You're just, you know, go with that. But your energy could just better be spent in productive forms of self-expression and leadership. You're really innovative. You can make a great contribution in your chosen field as long as you exercise clarity in your judgment. Your motives can be either very humanitarian or, you know, a little bit to the self. And it usually has a lot to do with your ultimate destination. You're, you know, you're really independent. You're often impulsive, but it's usually kept in balance by your wisdom. You can make a really unique mark on the world through application of your inherent gifts. And you're usually very gentle, wise people. You know, at least the wisdom's going to be there. Your wisdom is that protector and that guiding light. In relationships, you've got this power and love, and you are attracted to those of power. You're also not afraid to work for the love you want in personal relationships. You're really charming. You're well-liked. You know, a lot of times you'll make the first move to start a relationship, and then you're willing to work for it. And it can just be that winning formula for success in love or marriage. You've got basically good love karma, but there can be some indecisiveness, you know, kind of that little, what I think of the Charlie Brown, the wishy-washiness, that, you know, might lead to some problems. Relationships with diamond women, often karmic, whether it's, you know, mom, sisters, aunts, you know, whoever, and can be difficult as those, you know, women kind of remind you of some of that indecision and fickleness. So it's like, you know, the corset kind of just, you know, knowing the other person's birth card, too. Ten of Hearts are really very smart people, So when they apply that male power and creative energy to the area of love, it can get you into trouble when you try too hard to make things out turn out as like you plan, like you're trying to plan your college curriculum, like you're trying to plan your love life. It doesn't quite work the same way because it just can't be planned and manipulated that same way. Often there's a need to learn to feel things, ironically, in matters of love instead of thinking them out. So any of that ring true for you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So,
wow.
Okay, we'll see what Bear's got to say.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow. Wow, 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 is all I have to say.
I love these guys, man.
Kelly, I have to tell you this. I know Holly just a little bit.
Okay, I'm sorry. Somebody's at my door. I love you guys, but I got to go. Very sorry. Sorry.
Thank you for calling in, Holly.
Bye.
All right, Kelly, I got to say this about Holly. I know her pretty well, to be honest with you.
Oh, cool.
Her and I talk in the mornings. She, you know, I actually lived up in the Northwest at one point. So we kind of started talking in a chat room. And, you know, I okayed it with my wife, of course. And, you know, she's a good bit older than me anyway, so, you know, I mean, it would never, you know, turn out to be anything other than just friendship. And, you know, I told Gina, I said, you know, look, do you mind if I talk to Holly in the mornings? You know, she lives in Seattle, and I know quite a few people that live in that area. And, you know, I lived in Portland and in Vancouver, Washington. In Portland, Oregon, of course, and so, you know, both beautiful cities as well, but I know Holly pretty well, and she is slowly but surely realizing her gifts. She, you know, what you read for her is right on.
Okay.
I have to say that. It is right on with her. Everything that that card said resonates with her, I guarantee you, more than you know. But you know, I have to say that because I do know her pretty well, and I know that pretty much everything that you had to say was right on.
Cool.
You know, and
sometimes I wonder because you know a lot of times
Well, seriously, Kelly, no, really, you were right on with Holly. You were right on. You know, and that's why I said wow, you know, because
cool.
You were right on, and you know, there was not much else that I could say.
Oh, wow.
You know, coming from spirit, you know, you pretty much hit everything that I would have said. And I apologize about the dogs in the background, guys. They're getting a little impatient. They're hearing me talking, so it's
uh-huh.
getting them a little upset. So, but at any rate,
you go, talk to us.
Yeah, exactly. but anyway, yeah, Holly is a wonderful soul. She's got a beautiful soul. She's a great person, and you know. It's unfortunate that she wasn't able to stay on, but I would have told her pretty much, you know, everything that you said was right on, and you hit the nail on the head with her, absolutely. So, but do we have any other people on the line right now?
I guess I should ask chat room. Is it safe to put Paranormal Talk 3 back on? It's like, have you cleared up the static in the background there? Is that a yes?
that's my screen name.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Does that make sense? Yeah, it's Paranormal Talk 3 is the one that that's me.
That's you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was somebody else that had their parents in the background. It's like, and I don't think it was you.
Oh, no. My parents. Well, my mom would never do that, first of all. But but at any rate, sounded like Lou was getting in a little bit of hot water there. So, you know, it is what it is when you're 15, almost 16, and you know. But he is, you know, I gotta say something else about Lou. He's got some great gifts, Kelly.
Yeah.
He really does. And he's a wonderful guy. And he's becoming a friend. And he's a wonderful guy. I gotta say that. And so, you know, he is going to be able to do whatever he wants to do with his life. You know.
Oh yeah.
He has that ability.
Yep.
So, but at any rate,
It's hard to be a teenager and have those gifts, and it's like and have to have the patience to wait until your legal age. That's really the hard thing.
Oh yeah, I can see where that would be frustrating.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
I can absolutely see where that would be frustrating. You know, for me, you know, with it just going shebang, you know, and poof, there it is, you know, all of a sudden. You know, it was a little different for me, of course, in my situation. And you know, I try to use it for positive. And you know, and you know, when I was doing my own shows, you know, I would do a reading for 45 minutes for one person. It was insane. You know, and you know, but I had that time. I had that amount of time, and people would get upset with me because they would say, you know, they'd be like, "Hey, look, are you gonna ever take another call?" You know, so I was being a little, like, I think a little unfair to some other people, and I apologize to them. You know,
for
having to wait so long. But you know, when I started really resonating with someone and really really connecting with someone, I couldn't help it, Kelly. You know?
We'll work on
it. I really couldn't.
Which reminds me, we have about a little bit under 4 minutes. We got 3 minutes or some.
Yeah,
and I would like to have you tell people how to get a hold of you, what your website was, and if you'll say it slow enough, I'm going to try to type it in the chat so I know. Do you have a www place here for you?
Yeah, well, first of all, I wanted to give out my Facebook page. Because I only have 109 friends.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
And I know a lot of people that, you know, they average like 500 friends, you know, I'm looking at them going, am I just lame or what's going on, you know? Why do I only have 106 or 109 friends and they have 536, you know?
Well, then
some
of us have no clue how many of them.
Yeah.
Because we're not on there enough to know.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. but yeah, I wanted to give out my Facebook page to anybody that wants to friend me. I will definitely talk to anybody and everybody on Facebook if they get on chat on Facebook. You know, and start talking. I will definitely chat with them. And even do maybe like a little small reading over Facebook if I can, and try to help them out that way. I'm definitely for that. But it's the www.facebook.com/ and then it's BERHOGANDAWGS.
DAWGS. Bear Hogan
Dogs.
D A W G S.
Yeah, it's Bear Hogan Dogs.
Dogs. Okay. So www. Okay. All right. Okay. On Facebook. Got it. Okay.
Right.
Facebook.com with the slash.
Right.
And okay.
Bear Hogan Dogs. B E A R H O G A N D A W G S. And they'll be able to get on there and find me pretty easily. So lots of pictures of my dogs and lots of pictures of my wife and I and a few pictures of me in the military, of course, and things like
seconds.
That. Say again?
Time, 90 seconds. Time's going fast here. So.
Okay. Now the website, I'm almost, Kelly, I'm almost a little hesitant to give it out quite yet because it's still kind of under construction.
You're in construction? Okay, if it's not quite ready yet, just
week.
Like, we can hold off. Okay, sounds good. We'll get that. We'll give that to. We'll update that next week. Then that'll be fine. If there
absolutely. It should be completely done by then.
Cool. Okay. So next week for the www bit. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have that to look forward to. All right. And we'll probably be
doing
that.
Anybody that wants to get me, get me on Facebook, that would be fantastic.
Awesome. Okay. We'll do that for the WWW
and,
side.
Kelly, I know we only have just a couple, 43, 49 seconds for however many. I just wanted to thank you for letting me tell my story. And, and clear some things up there that people have been, unfortunately people have been getting my story wrong. And, that's just the negativity that I've got to block. And, so at any rate, that's just the way the world goes, I guess. But at any rate, I just wanted to say thank you, Kelly, so much for having me on the show. And, from what Jethro said, I'll definitely be on again. And if he likes what he hears tonight, and hopefully he will. And I would, I'm looking forward to it, absolutely, if we're able to do that.
I think that's definitely something that he's got planned and in mind. So it's like we will definitely talk to you again next week. So, all right. Well, thanks to our chat room and thanks everybody for being in and talking and participating. It's like Barry will have his website up next week. And in the meanwhile, get hold of him on Facebook and make friends with him on Facebook so he has more than 109 people. Come on, guys.
That way I feel a little bit more important, Absolutely. So anybody wants to get on there, they're absolutely more than welcome to.
Okay. Yeah. Well, have a good night, and we will see guys again tomorrow. Tomorrow is, we used to be on 7 days a week. I think that's one of the things that's going to shift and change. I think we're only going to be on 6 days a week. So, We will see you guys.
Well, thank you again, Kelly. Thank you so much, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, sounds good. We'll probably talk to you
next week. All right. And make sure, and do you have a Facebook page, Kelly?
I think I do. I'm pretty sure I do. It's probably, you can just find me under Kelly Coulter. It's KellyCoulter. So it's like I can't even remember. I can't remember what my photo looks like. I think it's either got stars or waves or snow frame or something like that. It's got something or other. Taken in front of my children's little webcam camera. So I have a kind of a blue tint to my face. So I look a little alien. It's okay. That's me.
Oh, wow. That's funny. But I was just wondering because I'll try to look you up and I'll definitely get you on my Facebook too. So that'll make 110 friends.
There you go. Okay.
I look forward to talking to you again next week, Kelly. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise. Okay. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Thank you, Kelly.
You betcha. Thank you. Good night, all.
Good night, everybody.